This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Musical Space, Mark Foley looks at the occasional ridiculousness of band names.
At a club the other day, I saw a sticker for a band called REO Speed Dealer. I checked into them. As far as metal records go, they were okay, but the name is hilarious. Every town has them, bands with joke names. There are so many called Free Beer that I stopped counting. These names can be self-deprecating, snarky, or way too clever for their own good. A way of saying, don't take us seriously, and an endless source of entertainment. They can be grouped into different categories. There are the random references like Spoon, The Shins, Echo and the Bunnymen, Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, even one called Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. Some test the limits of the English language, non sequiturs like Bowling for Soup, Throbbing Gristle, Death Cab for Cutie, Atomic Rooster, Wall of Voodoo. There are complete sentences like Pop Will Eat Itself, They Might Be Giants, and That Statue Moved. There are issues with articles with the and an horse. Some put logic itself into question, was not was, and Fat Boy Slim. There are distasteful ones, Dead Milkmen and John Cougar Concentration Camp. Puns might be even more distasteful, Camper Van Beethoven, Ringo Death Star, and The House That Gloria Vanderbilt. Let's not forget, The Beatles, spelled with an A, is a low-level play on words. And why should a name be serious? It's only rock and roll, after all. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delirium.